October 20 p.m.
Madhurya Kadambini.
Tritiya Amrit.
Second shower of nectar.
Madhurya Kadambini.
Madhurya Kadambini. The author says,
Dual.
Vishwam
ka baad vibad khandan mandan.
Dwait and
Kavakash nahi.
There is no question of debating. If someone wants to understand Bhagavan, therefore, he has written a book called Aishwarya Kadambini. He had written a book Aishwarya Kadambini.
उसकी कोई भी पति लिपि नहीं मिलती.
Actually, there is no copy of
कोई
the book. No copy of the book Aishwarya Kadambini is available today.
बलदेव विद्याभूषण ने भी एक
बलदेव विद्याभूषण
also
has written a book called Aishwarya Kadambini.
किंतु वो दूसरे प्रकार.
But actually, बलदेव विद्याभूषण's book called Aishwarya Kadambini is different from the book which was written by Vishwanachakra Thakur, but is not in circulation anymore.
पहली कृष्टि में बदलाया.
He said in the first shower of nectar.
भक्ति भगवान की भांति.
भक्ति like भगवान.
स्वयं प्रकाश.
Is self manifest.
भक्ति स्वयं प्रकाश.
भक्ति स्वयं
प्रकाश. संजायता भक्ति.
भक्ति comes from भक्ति.
मध्यम अधिकारी भक्तों के हृदय से.
From the heart of the
मध्यम अधिकारी. उनके शब्द से उनकी बाणी से.
Association of the मध्यम अधिकारी.
भक्ति होती है.
By his words.
उनके हृदय में रहने वाली भक्ति के द्वारा से. उनके ऊपर में कृपा होती है. उनके हृदय में कृपा उत्पन्न होती है. और उस कृपा के कारण उनको भक्ति उनके हृदय में प्रवेश
करती है. एंटर्स इनटू द हार्ट्स ऑफ अदर्स थ्रू द
इस तरह से
मर्सी मैनिफेस्ट
किया गया.
मध्यम अधिकारी
बिना भक्ति के कर्म ज्ञान योग तपस्या कोई भी
तपस्या कैन नॉट गिव एनी रिजल्ट इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ
कृपा से ही
मर्सी ऑफ भक्ति देवी अदर मीन्स गिव भक्ति
समर्थ है. ग्रंथकार और
ऑथर इज ऑल्सो
चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर
जी. श्रील विश्वनाचक्र ठाकुर
इस ग्रंथ की
यस
प्रथम दृष्टि में विविध प्रकार के आघात की युक्तियों
थ्रू
तर्कों और शास्त्र प्रमाणों के द्वारा भक्ति की स्वतंत्रता.
He has explained how bhakti is independent, how bhakti is self-manifest.
एक शब्द के प्रतिपादन करे एखन द्वितीय अमृत दृष्टि के साधन भक्ति के क्रम विकास का वर्णन.
He has explained how the साधन एंड
उनके स्तरों का वर्णन कर
ग्रेजुअली प्रोग्रेसेस थ्रू डिफरेंट स्टेजेस.
सर्वप्रथम साधन भक्तों के चित्त में भक्ति रूप कल्पलता के आविर्भाव.
फर्स्ट द डिजायर क्रिएटर ऑफ डिवोशन अपीयर्स इन द हार्ट ऑफ द साधक.
जे प्रकारे मध्यम भक्तगण
फर्स्ट द मध्यम अधिकारी
साधक भक्ते हृदय के कृष्ण सेवा उपासना उत्पन्न.
मध्यम अधिकारी क्रिएट्स इन द हार्ट ऑफ द साधक कृष्ण कृष्ण सेवा उपासना
पारमार्थिकी
लौकिक पारमार्थिकी
रगानुगा श्रद्धा
क्रिएट्स वन टाइप ऑफ फेथ
ऐसा बुली
इधर
वैदिक
फेथ और रगानुगा फेथ and then there are different gradations of the devotion.
Jakan sadhak
the sadhaka
nikhil krishnekar basna
he gives up all the types of
krishna
seva other than the service of krishna.
Aur kono rakam hriday madhye basna thakbe na.
He does not keep
gandha thakbe
any other desire in the heart.
Aur karma gyan adi dwara amishya
and he performs devotion which is
not covered by karma and gyan.
That type of devotion is known as pure devotion.
यहाँ
here
भक्ति तत्व के सरल सहज भाव से
भक्ति तत्व has been very clearly
शुद्धा भक्ति के
in a straightforward
manner कल्प लता उपमा दिया.
Actually, the pure devotion here is compared with the desire creeper.
गोस्वामी
in Chaitanya. In the conversation between Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, bhakti has been addressed as a desire creeper, where there is grass. Desire creeper cannot come among weed. So there should be no other desires other than the service of Krishna should not be there in the heart. Otherwise the desire creeper cannot sprout nor it can grow. Nishkam means without any desire. Bhakti, creeper of bhakti manifests in the fertile land.
बीज के बिना कभी लता पैदा होती नहीं.
Actually, without the seed,
लता का बीज क्या है?
The creeper cannot grow. Creeper cannot sprout. लता, so what is the seed of the devotion of bhakti?
का बीज होता है.
What is the seed of the creeper of devotion?
भक्ति लता बीज की.
What is the seed? One wanders through millions and millions of brahmandas, and then by the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, one receives the seed of the
desire, devotion. कृष्ण भाई मुख जी
कृष्ण अवर्स टू कृष्ण फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग ऑफ सृष्टि आरंभ हुई He is wandering in many, many species, in many, many
forms.
Sometimes he becomes a demigod, sometimes he becomes a gandhara, sometimes he becomes a hog, sometimes he becomes a dog. So he wanders. And what is he looking for? He is looking for happiness, bliss. But in no lifetime he can ever find. He can never find peace, happiness. Cannot find any place in this material world. If Bhagwan gives mercy to that living entity, then if one has the good fortune of receiving the mercy of a great personality, then a very great personality, Mahat means sadhu who has bhakti in his heart, and he sees the distress of the living entities in this material world, then the heart of the sadhu melts. Then he goes door to door in the material world, knocking on the door. And he goes to every single living entity
and
endeavors to make them favorable, make them Krishna conscious. I have seen my Guru Maharaj, how he used to preach in Medinipur. 24 precincts of
Nirkali.
Whole day, whole night he used to endeavor to bring the
condition.
Actually one pair of shoes,
totally
worn off. And you see, actually in Medinipur, so, he actually worn off three pair of shoes. So hard.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
it has been said.
Nagar Sankirtan kare.
And if he could not go anywhere, he sent his servant there. Everywhere he preached to create a desire for service of Sri Krishna in the heart of the living entities. So this is the seed of the devotion, creeper of devotion.
Mahaprabhu
Goswami has said, one living entity wanders. When the living entity wanders in the material world,
he
wanders in 18 systems through 8,400,000 species. In the commentary it has been said,
the
sprout of
rati appears
in the heart. So this Krishna, desire to serve Krishna is actually
the general mahapurushon ki hai ki kripa se
the sprout of
mahapurusha
of mahapurusha
madhyam adhikari ke
khate ho aur madhyam adhikari
uttam adhikari jo hai to madhyam adhikari ke aise
uttam adhikari
step
down to the position of a madhyam adhikari and will preach uttam adhikari will assume the role of madhyam adhikari
sadho ke chit mein jis madhi ke dwara भगवत भजन की अर्थात तो कृष्ण सेवा की वासना उत्पन्न
है इन ऑर्डर टू क्रिएट द डिजायर टू सर्व कृष्ण दिस इज द सीड ऑफ द क्रिपर ऑफ डिवोशन
प्रथम अंग को
द फर्स्ट स्प्राउट
ए कृष्ण वासना जे
डिजायर टू सर्व
सेवा
डिजायर टू सर्व
एटा पारी दक्षिण की
एक्सटर्नल कैरेक्टरिस्टिक
हरि गुरु वैष्णव वाक्य के शास्त्र वाक्य के संता दृढ़ विश्वास कृष्ण भक्ति कहले कृष्ण की भक्ति करने से सब कुछ हो जाएगा और सब कुछ किया भक्ति नहीं हुआ सब कुछ साधकों के इंद्रिय रूपी क्षेत्र में श्रवण कीर्तन जल सिंचित होने पर उसी बीच से भक्ति लग जाती
श्रवण कीर्तन के अदर फंक्शंस
मतलब मैनिफेस्ट भागवत चैतन्य चरितामृत
चैतन्य चरितामृत एंड दिस बुक
ग्रामे ग्रामे शहरे शहरे
एवरी विलेज एवरी टाउन एवरी
सारा पाठ पर
एवरी सिटी
लोग सुने
डिजायर टू बी
आ सुने चित्त आकृष्ट हो जाए तो खनामी हरि नाम ग्रहण कर আমি কৃষ্ণের ভক্তি করব কৃষ্ণের সেবা করব এই বীজটা কৃষ্ণ বিষয়ে আনুকূল্য সম্পাদন ही ভক্তি কল্পনাতা কাম কৃষ্ণ বিষয়ে আনুকূল্য কৃষ্ণ ভক্তির অনুকূল যে আছে যত কুছ অনুকূল ওই সম্পাদন আজ বৃদ্ধাকে ताके दृढ़ भाव से प्रत्याग कर एक ही संकल्प हो गए अर्थात कृष्ण अनुकूल्यमय सेवा अथवा प्रति आनंद विधानी भक्ति प्राप्त कृष्ण किसे सुखी हो गए ममता युक्त सेवा प्रवृत्ति भक्ति प्राण जिज्ञासावी भक्तों पापत संदर्भ में प्रीति संदर्भ में प्रीति के लक्षण में लिखा है विषय रूप अनुकूल या सुख विशाल जिसकी आत्मयागी पर विषय अच्छेन प्रेम विषय कृष्ण तासु तार अनुकूल की रकम कृष्ण सुख हो गए ऐसे होते भक्ति प्राण
This is the very life. This very propensity is the very life of devotion.
Why is prihas? कारण अनुभव हो जाए जिसमें उल्लास में ज्ञान भी सी
है. So blissful knowledge is there.
उसमें किसने सेवा करके उसके हृदय में उल्लास
होता है.
जयात्मा
receives great bliss.
कृष्ण का कोई भजन करे.
Receives great eagerness.
और वो सुखी न रहे
ऐसा नहीं
उसी के द्वारा अपना प्रसन्न हो चाहे लाख संसार का दुख आए उसको स्पर्श नहीं कर
डिस्ट्रेस इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड
और कोई कामना उत्पन्न नहीं करने देगा
तात्पर्य
क्या है कि प्रेम को अभिभूत कराने वाली शुद्ध भक्ति की तीन भूमिकाएं हैं पहला भक्ति के विषय में कृष्ण को जिससे सुख होता है वही भक्ति का जीवन प्राण नंबर एक भक्त के हृदय में कृष्ण की सेवा या सुख साधन का अतिरिक्त और कोई वासना नहीं हो
सकती
प्रश्न हो सकता है भक्त भगवान को पाने के लिए क्यों कामना करता है अपने सुख के लिए नहीं
for his own happiness
satsang ke dwara apna sukh ityadi ye sab kuch wo dur ho jata hai kyun krishna ko sukh ko isi ke
liye
dusri bhumika ki baat kar rahe hain krishna ki seva karke krishna ko sukhi banane ke
liye
गोपियां श्रृंगार करती हैं
टू कीप कृष्ण हैप्पी गोपीज आर
इसके लिए करती हैं
बट व्हाई आर दे डेकोरेटिंग देयर बॉडी सो ब्यूटीफुली कृष्ण नॉट फॉर देयर ओन प्लेजर दिस इज द वेरी नेचर ऑफ भक्ति
इसलिए भक्तों में ये इच्छा उत्पन्न होती है कृष्ण की सेवा करके कृष्ण को ही सुखी करें मैं सुखी हूँ भक्ति
बिगड़ी
इसलिए अपने सुख की कोई कामना नहीं करती और यदि कोई कामना नहीं होती तो वो सुख नहीं पा सकते ऐसा होने से भक्ति की पुरुषार्थता नहीं रहती क्योंकि सुख के आनंद ही पुरुषार्थ इसके लिए तीसरी कारण तीसरी भूमिका की बात करें भक्तों को अपने लिए सुख की कामना नहीं होने पर भी भक्त को अपने सुख की कामना नहीं होती विजय सुख की कामना हो किंतु कृष्ण की सेवा ही ऐसी है कि कृष्ण का माधुर्य रूप माधुर्य वेणु माधुर्य गुण माधुर्य लीला
माधुर्य
उनकी सेवा कर अनुभव करके अपने आप आनंद कृष्ण को देख करके गोपियों का आनंद और गोपियों को देख करके कृष्ण को आनंद इस तरह से परस्पर कूड़ा मुड़ी चलती है परस्पर चक्कर चलता है कोई भी नीचे हारने के लिए प्रस्तुत
कृष्ण एंड गोप इज देयर कंपटीशन
Logic to understand what is Dvaitavad or Dvaitavad. In order to simply understand Bhagavan, we are reading this Madhurya Karambini. So there is another book, Aishwarya Karambini, that is written by Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan or by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but there is no copy available. Therefore, we have established that bhakti, like Bhagavan himself, is independent and self-illuminating. Bhakti she is achieved by the association of the Madhyam Adhika Vaishnava. Bhakti Samjatiya Bhakti. Therefore bhakti which is present in the heart of the Madhyam Adhikari is transferred by his mercy to the heart of the disciple or the sadhak. Therefore bhakti depends upon herself. We have discussed how without the mercy of Bhakti Devi, the inferior paths like karma, jnana or yoga cannot reveal a result independently. Therefore Bhakti is samatha, she is capable of giving any result to anyone. Therefore in the first section of Madhurya Karambini, the writer of the book Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has used logic and arguments from Shastra to prove the self, the independent nature of bhakti. And now in the second part of Madhurya Karambini, there is discussion of sadhan bhakti. Therefore the sadhak, by taking association of the Madhyam Adhikar, by hearing Haritata, bhakti appears in the heart of the devotee. That bhakti, that first sprout is called Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna. That Shraddha or Krishna Seva Vasana is of two types, Vaidhi Bhakti or Raganug, or Vaidhi Shraddha or Raganug Shraddha. Therefore the definition of bhakti has been given by Sri Rupa Goswami. Anyapilasita sunyam gyana karmanya navitam anuklena krishna anushalanam bhakti uttama. Pure bhakti has the symptoms that there will be no other desire except the desire to give happiness to Krishna, and bhakti will not be covered by karma or jnana. Therefore, Sudha Bhakti, she is like compared to a kalpalata, a wish-fulfilling vine. This has been discussed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by the discussion between Sri Mahaprabhu and Sri Rupa Goswami. But as long as there is some other desire in the heart, then Bhakti Devi cannot sprout. Other desires are compared to be like weeds or grass. Therefore, Bhakti is niskam. Her nature is to have no other desire except to please Krishna. Therefore, she sprouts in the heart. But without the seed, how there can be a plant, a kalpalata? Therefore, what is that seed of devotion? It is said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmande Brahmadekona Bhagavanaji Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Beach Malinhoi Se Beach Koriya Rupan Shravana Kitana Jal Koriya Se Chan. There are unlimited numbers of jivas in this world who are against Krishna. And since time immemorial, since before the beginning of creation even, the jivatma, the individual soul, out of bewilderment of maya, is moving to 8,400,000 species of life. Sometimes it becomes a demigod, a gandharva, a dog, a hog, a worm. But as he is moving, he is looking for one thing, happiness, but he cannot find. Out of mercy, Krishna gives that jivatma the human form of life. And if by good fortune, that jivatma can receive Mahatsanga, the association of the pure devotees of the Lord. And by that Mahatsanga, the jivatma receives devotion. Therefore, that Mahapurush, the sadhu, they see the suffering of the jivas in this world and their heart melts. Therefore, they move door to door, preaching the message of Krishna. He tries very hard to attract the jivas to the service of the Lord. Like Guruji is saying, like our Param Gurudev. How Gurudev said, I personally saw he would move door to door, beating all that area of Bengal, walking, even three pairs of shoes he completely finished. So much hard work he did. Therefore, our Prabhupada, Sri Saraswati Thakur, and our Thakur Srila Bhaktivinoda, such hard endeavor they did to preach in performing Nam Sankirtan. And if they could not go personally, then they inspired their servants, their devotees, to go out and preach this Krishna Seva Vasana. All should serve Krishna. Therefore, Sri Jiva Goswami has given some commentary on the Bhagavatam verse, Bhava Bhavago Brahmato Yato Bhavet. He says, the living entity moving through 8,400,000 species of life, they may receive satsanga. In that satsanga, the sprout of rati, or attraction to Krishna, will come in the heart. That sprout is received. Rati akur mati means the intelligence to serve Krishna or to be attached to Krishna. That intelligence comes by the mercy of the Madhyam Adhika Vaishnava. For that Uttam Vaishnava who comes down to the platform of Madhyam Adhika, it is that Vaishnava which incalculates Shraddha in the hearts of all the jivas. Therefore, that seed is the desire to serve Krishna, and that plant that grows is called Bhakti Lata. That Shraddha, that first stage of devotion, is externally seen as a fixed faith in the words of Sri Hari, Sri Guru, and the Vaishnavas. And also externally, he is seen Krishna Bhakti Koyle Sava Kam Krita Hoye. Externally, it will be seen as the determination, I will only serve Krishna. I only have to serve, satisfy him. I do not have to satisfy anyone or anything else in this world. Therefore, the sadhak, under the influence of Bhakti Devi, engages his external senses in the process of Shravan, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam. Therefore, our Guru Varga, our Guru Parampara, have taken the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita to every city, to every town, and to every village. And by hearing these lectures, people have become inspired. Yes, I must serve Krishna. I must give him happiness. That Shraddha will give a result also, externally seen. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya bhajanam. A fixed determination, a very, very strong desire to accept that which is favorable and to very strongly reject that which is unfavorable to the cultivation of devotion. That Krishna Seva Basna culminates in one thing, how I can make Krishna happy. Therefore the life, the prana of devotion is that mood, how I can make Krishna happy. And that bhakti is to be seen as mamata yukta, endowed with complete feeling of possessiveness towards Krishna and affection. Everything has its symptoms. Therefore that symptom will be, I must give happiness to Prem Visaya Krishna, who is the enjoyer of bhakti. Therefore that bhakti will come in the mind as Ulas Moy Gyan, knowledge which is full of an eagerness and enthusiasm to serve Krishna and give him happiness. If we see someone, I'm doing bhajan so much but I'm very unhappy, this is completely absurd, it's impossible. Unhappiness cannot touch someone who is engaged in bhakti. Therefore some questions now come. Is Bhagavan selfish to engage the jivas in his own service? Is the devotee selfish because they desire to escape from unhappiness? Therefore some doubt comes. Therefore the devotee, the sadhak, never desires to escape from unhappiness because unhappiness automatically runs away in the association of sadhus. Therefore there is no separate endeavor for the removal of unhappiness. Also, the devotees, especially the gopis, have no desire for their own happiness. When it's seen that there is some attachment to their own bodies or their own happiness, that is really only for the happiness of Krishna. Therefore the gopis, Ateva Gopi Gan Nahi Premaganda, Krishna Sukilaga Matra Krishna Sesambanda. The gopis, the attachment and the endeavors they perform for their own happiness is actually only for the happiness of Krishna. Therefore, will I try for my own happiness as well as Krishna's happiness? No. One should only try for Krishna's happiness, and all type of happiness runs behind that person. You cannot avoid, you cannot be a devotee and be unhappy, because all happiness will automatically come. Therefore, Krishna is not selfish. When Krishna sees the happiness of the gopis in his seva, then Krishna becomes even more happy. When the gopi sees Krishna's happiness, they become even more happy. Therefore, it's like a competition of unselfishness.
बहुत ही गंभीर तत्व आ रहा है, खूब गंभीर तत्व आ रहा है। जिस प्रकार मधुकर रस पुष्पय मकरंद पान करने के लिए लता का आश्रय करता है, इसी प्रकार कृष्ण सेवा अतिरिक्त समस्त प्रकार की कामनाओं वासनाओं से रहित होकर भक्ति भक्त रूप मधुकर प्रेम मकरंद का आस्वादन करिवार जन्ना सदैव भक्ति कल्प लता का आश्रय। यही बात प्रश्न होता है, भक्ति भगवान की स्वरूप शक्ति सच्चिदानंदमयी है। वह किस प्रकार साधकों के प्राचीन इंद्रियों में आविर्भूत होगी, जड़ और अप्राकृत चेतन में भेद है। चेतन जड़ नहीं हो सकता,
कॉन्शियस चेतन नहीं हो,
फिर
So then,
भक्ति स्वरूप शक्ति
भक्ति इस स्वरूप शक्ति ऑफ कृष्ण
सच्चिदानंदमय
एंड इट इज फुल ऑफ नॉलेज ऑफ ब्लिस एंड
इटर्नल जीव का शरीर
एंड बॉडी ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी इज
इसमें कैसे प्रकट होती है
कैन भक्ति व्हिच इज
उसके उत्तर में
कॉन्शियसनेस स्वरूप शक्ति ऑफ कृष्ण
मैनिफेस्ट जैसे स्पष्ट
In reply to this question,
लोहे को
चक्रवर्ती पाद
यूज स्पर्श करते ही
टचस्टोन
क्या बना
टचस्टोन टचेस द आयरन
कैसे बन गया
मेक्स इट इनटू गोल्ड सो हाउ द आयरन बिकम्स गोल्ड
स्पर्श मणि की विशेषता
टचस्टोन हैज
अपनी शक्ति से
पावर
संचरित होकर
एंड बाय दैट इनकंसीवेबल पावर
लोहत्व को दूर कर
चार्ज्ड एंड बिकम्स
और उसको स्वर्ण बना देती है उसी प्रकार भक्ति भी अपने चिन्मय स्पर्श से साधकों के इंद्रियों को क्रमशः स्वर्ण की भांति परम विशुद्ध चिन्मय किया भक्ति देवी जीव हृदय के अतः कृष्णामादि न भवेत् ग्राह्यम् इन्द्रियेण सेवन मुखो हि जीवादो स्वयं एव स्फुरति कृष्ण नाम आदि श्रवण कीर्तन
इत्यादि
सेवन मुख वृत्ति हुए यदि केव नाम करे ताले वही चीन में श्रवण कीर्तन तार करते थे
Hearing and chanting will appear
in the heart
of the sadhaka when he is chanting the name.
Guru Padas.
First one has to take shelter.
And thus paschas diksha.
Then one should accept
irisa. Or bhajan kriya ke saath mein anarth dur hone lagta
hai.
Sati sati jo chahte hain unka. इसके लिए जो साधन करते हैं शुद्ध रूप जरा शुद्ध शुद्ध साधन करें जरा साधन करे ना उद्देश्य विषय थे सखन साधक के जड़ इंद्रिय थे भक्ति की अलौकिक प्रक्रिया सूत्रपात
होगा
जैसे जैसे श्रवण कीर्तन करता जाएगा अनुष्ठान तो भगवान की भांति सच्चिदानंदमय स्वप्रकाश भक्ति साधकों के जड़ी हृदय में ज्वलंत आग में लोहे की टुकड़े की भांति तदात्म होकर कृष्ण भक्ति बृहद भागवतामृत में कह रहे क्या रति के स्तर पर जब साधक पहुंचता है भाव अवस्था में रति के अवस्था में साधु का मन बुद्धि अंतर इंद्रिय प्रेम के स्तर में यथावस्थित पांच भौतिक देह क्रमशः दूर होकर के चिन्मय शरीर कृष्ण भक्ति सुधा पान देह तय विश्व के तेषां भौतिक देहे अपि सच्चिदानंद रूपता अर्थात कृष्ण भक्ति रूप अमृत का पान करके जो लोग देह और तह सब कुछ भूल गए हैं उनका पंच भौतिक शरीर क्रमशः दूर हो जाता है और सच्चिदानंदमय शरीर प्रकट होता है प्रमुख है वैष्णव देह अपराकित देह देह कृष्णे भक्ते चिदानंदमय शिक्षा काले भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण सही काले कृष्ण काले करे आत्मसमर्पण सही देह दान करे चिदानंदमय अपराकृत देह दान एखन तो विचार बोलो कि तो गुरु महाराज मुख्य थे अनेक इशारे विषय के सुना हूँ
हमें
बोले उच्छ इस संबंध
में
जीवे
एक
स्वरूपानुबंधी परम सुंदर चिन्मय देह है सच्चिदानंदमय ताले ए
शरीर
जे दाढ़ी गो पाका वृद्ध रोग जर्ज एक की दरकार आछे जे चिन्मय हो जाए एक चिन्मय शरीर ते की जाबे जेते पारे ना ताले सामंजस्य की रकम होबे
सो व्हाट इज द
এই শরীর চিন্ময় হবে না, কিন্তু বৈষ্ণব শরীরকে চিন্ময়ী মানতে হবে। গুরুদেবের দেহকে চিন্ময় মানতে হবে। তারপরে ভগবান অন্তর ধ্যান তিনি অর্থাৎ ব্যাকুম হয়ে গেলেন, আকাশবাণী চিন্তা করো না, এই শরীরে আর ভগবত দর্শন হবে না। ভজন কর, সময় আসলে ভক্তি দেবী প্রবল হলে তুমি এই শরীরকে ছেড়ে দিয়ে আমার ধামে আসতে নেপথ্য পাঁচ ভাব থেকে তার এই শরীরই যদি চিন্ময় হয়ে যেত তাহলে এই শরীরে চলে যেতে, কিন্তু তা নয়, অলক্ষিত ভাবে যখন সময় আসলো ভজন করতে 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 এবং প্রতাপ সক্রিয় নাম কর্তায় এই স্থিতিতে পৌঁছে তখন সময় আসলে তিনি কালের মস্তকে পায়ে রেখে নেপথ্য পঞ্চ ভৌতিকই এই পঞ্চ ভৌতিক শরীর তাহার নিপতিত আর তাহার বদলে কি হল চিন্ময় পরম সুন্দর সচিদানন্দময় নারায়ণ লোকেতে সর্বত্র এই লোকেতে এখন কথা হচ্ছে জৈব ধর্মে দিয়েছে বিজয় আর আমাদের দীক্ষা আছে আনুষ্ঠানিক, ওই দীক্ষাকে পারমার্থিক দীক্ষাতে অধিকার দেওয়ার, যখন ওটা হয়ে যাবে তখন রতি অবস্থাতে উপস্থিত হবে, তখন এই শরীরটাকে তাকে অপরাধিত মনে করলেও গুরুদেবের খাড়াও
গুরুদেব
কিন্তু ব্যবহার করে তাকে অপরাধিত মনে
করা,
নচেত পরমার্থের গতি হবে। এই জন্য হয় কি পরম সুন্দর সর্বগুণ সম্পন্ন যাহা যে যোগ্যতা আছে যে জন্য ভজন করেছে সেই রকম কৃষ্ণ সেবা উপযোগী প্রভুপাদ বলেছেন, গুরু মহারাজও ভালো করে বলেন, সহজিয়ারা মনে করে এইখানে ভেদ এই শরীরটা তাহলে পুরো হয়ে ওখানে একটা লোক কৃষ্ণের কি সেবা করবে,
তখন পুরুষ
নাকেতে
और सिंदूर लगाया और विललिता सखी कोई नो दीपे एरकम देखा जाए और आलो सब लोग देखा जाए एक शरीर के मने कहे जैसे एक शरीर द्वारा गोपी भए अभी कोई
They actually begin dressing like women and then they say that we'll rise up to the spiritual sky. So this body of Vaishnava is considered transcendental. So question is coming up. Anyways, are you?
So this subject matter is very deep. In the same way that the bee goes to the flower to taste honey, in the same way the bee like Sarak, who has no other desire, goes to the wish-fulfilling kripa of prem bhakti to taste that prem. Therefore that bee like Sarak takes shelter of prema bhakti. Therefore, a question may come that Bhakti is the Swarup Shakti of Bhagavan. She is composed of Sachidananda. But the Jivatmas in this world, the Salaks, they have bodies of stool and urine. Therefore, how they can taste a transcendental thing? Also, there is a difference between matter and consciousness. Consciousness cannot become matter, matter cannot become conscious. Therefore, then how the Salak will taste Bhakti if all these considerations are there? The Salak has a material body which is unconscious. How he can taste Bhakti which is supremely conscious? Therefore, the example is given. Atah Sri Krishna Namani Nabhavat Gayavindriya Seva Mukhi Hijiva Do Swayameva Svurdiyana. Just like there is one jewel called a Sparasamani. If you touch that to a piece of iron, then that iron becomes gold. How does it happen? It happens by the inconceivable potency of the Sparasamani jewel. It dispels the iron quality in the piece of iron and then it becomes gold. In the same way, the senses of the Sarak are like iron, but when touched by the Sparshamani of Sudabhati, which is Sachidananda, then the material qualities of the senses are dissipated and the senses become tadatmik with bhakti, one with bhakti, and they also become Sachidanandamoy. Therefore, by performing Shravan and Kirtan of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, with a mood of seva, seva mukha hai jiva do, beginning with the tongue, by taking shelter of the guru, guru padashray, then taking diksha, then performing the limbs of bhakti under the guidance of guru, then by performing sudasadan, performing sadan in a pure way without material desires. If you're not practicing sadan, then no question of this happening. Then, the material qualities of the senses are dissipated and the senses become didactic with bhakti and then they can taste Sachidananda Mai Bhakti Devi. Therefore, Brihad Bhagavatamrita has said, discussed, at the stage of Rati, Bhava Bhakti, that time this material body consisting of earth, water, fire, air and ether becomes chinmoy, transcendentalized. By drinking out rip of bhakti, then the jivatma, the sadak, he forgets his material conception of himself. And the satchidanandamoy, siddhadeha, inside the jivatma's spiritual body manifests. Imam Vrata Asva Priyanam Kitya Jitanu Raga Dhruta Chitti Uche. This verse is discussed there. We lost them on the wedding. Therefore, some it may appear some confusion. My translation probably will not help that. Therefore, we are hearing Vaishnav Deha Prakriti Kabunoi. Mahaprabhu said to Sri Sanatana Goswami, the body of a Vaishnav is never to be considered material. Also, Diksha Kali, Bhakta Kali, Atma Samarpan, Se Kali, Krishna Kali, Atma Sam. When we take initiation, at the time of initiation, when we completely surrender to Krishna, at that time the sadhak receives a spiritual body the same as the Lord. Therefore, that conception is given. But really, Guru Maharaj asking about the form of the Guru, we see some old ages there, the beard is becoming white, some disease is there. Therefore, question comes for Guru is saying, no? For the sadhak, right? He's become chinmoy, like we just said those two verses. Then when we see old age is coming, beard is coming, gray, some disease is there, then can this body go to Goloka Vrindavan? That was the question. That is the question. Therefore, how we could reconcile these two things? Guru Maharaj said this body cannot become chinmoy. This body cannot become Satchidananda. Therefore, the history is given by Narada Muni. Narada Muni, he took Diksha from his Guru, he took mantra, etc. He left home and went to the forest and was performing bhajan. At that time, Bhagavan appeared like a flash. So Narada, you cannot have darshan in this body of yours. When you leave this body, then you can, when you develop more, then you can have my association. Therefore, Narada Muni did not go to Vaikuntha in that body in which he was situated. He left, it's a Bhagavatam described, that body of five elements he left, and in that Siddha Deha, Satchidananda Deha, the internal Sarup, in that body he went to Goloka Vrindavan. Therefore, the Siddha Deha goes there to the spiritual world, not to this body of five elements. Therefore, have we taken Diksha? Diksha Kali, Bhakta Kali, Atma Samarpan. We hear at the time of Diksha, we get a transcendental body. But, have we really taken Diksha? Where's the quality of our surrender? We hear in Jaga Dharma that Vijay and Rajanath, when they took Diksha from their Gurudev, immediately they became unconscious and saw Gaur Nityananda dancing before them. But that did not happen to me. Therefore, we have taken anusthanic Diksha. We say some formal, some enter the school of Diksha, some formal Diksha was there. This formality of taking mantra from Guru, this gives the quality, the qualification for a future attainment of some spiritual wealth. Therefore, the Sahajas think, oh, this material body can become spiritual. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur described all these things in a very strong way. Therefore, the Sahajas think this body can become transcendental. Therefore, they put kajal, nose ring, shave 5 times a day, put color in their hair and say, I become Lalita Sati. This is completely ridiculous, how a body of stolen urine can become Lalita Sati. Therefore, we should understand that inside this body, there is a very sweet, eternal Siddhadeya, eternally perfected form. That form goes to Radha Krishna or wherever seva is necessary and goes there to perform seva, not this body of stolen urine. That's what Buddha said, I'm not putting my own.
Thank you.